Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. Hear the word of the Lord from the Gospel according to St. John 4, 43 through 54. When Jesus came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a Roman official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time, Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. Something my mom used to say came to mind as I meditated on the gospel reading for today. Hope springs eternal. And she would tag on the line from the Psalms as well. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. My mom knew what she was talking about, for she suffered all her life from a chronic disease that eventually took her life. Yet her hope for healing never waned. I am grateful for her witness in my life. The people that surrounded our Lord's life as he lived among us were no different. There was always a sense of anticipation as Jesus came near to their reality. The crowds had heard or witnessed that this Jesus was more than meets the eye, and so they hoped. It took great humility for the royal official to expose his need to this Jew. He could have ridiculed Jesus and the citizens of Israel for their belief in the one God rather than the many Roman gods of his country. He could have ignored what the people were saying about Jesus. We don't know if he had witnessed any of Jesus' miracles, but he could have dismissed them as trickery and entertainments. But he doesn't do any of that. He boldly went to Jesus and requested out of the brokenness that only a parent can have for a child. Even when Jesus seemed to rebuke the crowd, him included, for demanding signs and wonders, the royal official stays on point. Can you sense his urgency when he asks Jesus to come before his child dies? The royal official represents us, doesn't he? We've all been desperate for hope from time to time. We've longed to be free from the sorrow we endure for others or ourselves. In God's kingdom reality, nothing separates us from being in that crowd on that day. for the man's story is our story. So Jesus' words and actions then are his words and actions now, and ever shall be. Hope does spring eternal. The church reminds us of this beautiful truth through the other scripture reading for today's Mass. Hear the word of the Lord to Isaiah in chapter 65, 17 through 21. Thus says the Lord, lo, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create you to be a joy and a delight. I will rejoice in you and exult in my people. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. No longer shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not round out his full lifetime. He dies a mere youth who reaches but 100 years, and he who fails of 100 shall be thought accursed. They shall live in the house they build and eat the fruit of the vineyards they plant. Years ago, the truth of Isaiah's words here came to me, that the Lord constantly recreates and restores what seems dead to life. During the early spring of that year, I was cleaning up winter from our garden. I removed some decaying leaves from the soil and discovered hope springs eternal. There beneath the refuse of the past season's death were the tender green shoots of our Crimean snowdrops, lifting their delicate white caps up toward the early spring sun. They seem to say to me, hello again, beautiful world. I've returned to glorify the Creator. Lord, there are seasons in our life when we feel short on hope. Help us to see beyond the present moment that threatens to steal our joy by eroding our hope in you, the God of creation and recreation. We look at the whole scheme of things happening to us or around us, and we wonder if you are still the Lord of the impossible. We bring our families to you and humbly ask you to recreate us into the fullness of life with you. We offer ourselves and our besetting sins that decay and destroy hope in you. We bring our world to you and urgently ask that you heal the unrest in war-torn countries before there is any more death. We ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.